Now let's take a quick visit to a Gopher site. You access Gopher Space pretty much the same way as you access FTP sites, linking from a web page, typing in a URL, or locating sites using various search tools. Again, we'll type in a URL. First, click inside the address box. Next, type in the URL displayed in the lesson status bar, then press Enter. Here we are at the Gopher site. Gopher documents can be accessed through various menus and directories, kind of like FTP sites. But unlike FTP files, you can actually view the information online. Look this over, then click the Hideaways International directory. Now click the first item, which is a file. This document describes the Hideaways International company. Notice that the document consists of just text, meaning that there are just words and no graphics. Most Gopher documents look like this, although some Gopher documents are pictures. Look this over, then click to continue. You can save Gopher documents the same way you save web pages, through the Save As item in the File menu. Although we did this during the World Wide Web lesson, I'll quickly refresh your memory. First, click the File menu. Next, choose Save As File by typing an A. We won't follow through with this, but you just choose the disk drive and folder that will contain the document, give the document a name, and choose the file type. Then, just click Save. Look this over, then click Cancel. Well, we're finished wandering around Gopher Space. Please close down Explorer. Now, click anywhere to move on to the lesson review.